Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 409. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I'm drinking a beer that's been aged for 2 years. Yeah.
Is that the thing they do? They age them that long?
You could age certain beers for that long length. Most beers will go bad if you do that.
Yeah, I was like, you shouldn't leave like a Miller Lite in a refrigerator for 2 years, right?
No,
like,
that would not work out well for you.
Some people do, though. Like, and then they give it to you when you go over to their house.
That's right, because they don't drink beer.
Yeah.
But they heard that you drink beer, so here's this beer they had around.
Yes. They've been keeping for just this moment. And you're like, hey, fucking beer from 2016. Thank you.
Jeff is here as well. Speaking of that, like back when we were in high school, like I didn't really drink. But a friend of mine he had a car, and he drank, and he was looking for some beer. And I knew my parents had beer in the refrigerator. It had been there forever. So, like, I got some. I, like, grabbed a couple cans out of the refrigerator and gave them to him. And he spit it out all over the place. It was like, I think these are, like, 4 years old. Like, they might be. Like, my parents used to have parties, and then they stopped. Like,
and then, like, they didn't really drink that much or whatever?
They didn't drink beer, so they would buy it when they had like people over for parties. Because my dad drank whiskey or gin, and my mom drank vodka or wine. So like they didn't drink beer. So like, which it's funny because it was in there forever, and I took it, and my parents never even noticed that it was gone. Like, but yeah, when you said it was aged, that's why I was like, I didn't think you could do that, but it's interesting.
Yeah, I certain words.
All right. What have you guys been playing this week? We're missing Pete again. We don't know where he is, but
right, he's missing in action.
Yeah. What have you guys been up to?
I've been playing Jeff's game of forever. Loves it. Don't you, Jeff?
Europa Universalis 4 or something.
That's right. Bullshit,
probably. Is
That's
it right. really? Yeah.
Europa Universalis 4.
Yeah.
Because it's the Steam sale was on, so I decided to get all the expansions I didn't have already.
Nice.
Yeah. Which meant I could play, you know, as England and have my little parliament. The most recent expansion was something that added a bunch of English-related stuff. So if you play as England, you get like this really robust experience. So I've been playing as England, you know, fighting with Parliament and like going through the Wars of the Roses and all this stuff. England starts the game with like the worst leader possible. So all the leaders are rated like they have three ratings, like diplomacy and administration and military, and you get rated like 1 to 5 in each category, or you could have a 0. And they start off with Henry VI, who, if you know England historically, was like the last of the Plantagenets before the Wars of the Roses. And he's like 0-0-0. And I'm sitting there, and he rules England for like 35 years. And I'm watching like all of these empires around me like get better technology, because my leader sucks and he won't die. And I'm just sitting here waiting for that bastard to die. Eventually he gets to a point where he goes insane and his wife takes over for him and she's moderately better. So I'm like, fuck him, get him out of the way, move on without him. But it's interesting playing the game with all this new stuff in there. The parliament stuff is cool. You can like put issues before parliament and have them debate bonuses for you. Or, you know, turn you down. And you can bribe the members of parliament with either money or, you know, doing stuff for them so that they'll vote for what you want them to do. So it's kind of a cool, trade-off system there that didn't exist before. Cause it was always just, I can do what I want. And now you really can't because you have this parliament sitting here. But I've been having fun with it. I've played about 50 years of English history so far. The game starts in 1440, so I'm up to like 1490.
Okay.
I've basically conquered all of Ireland and most of Scotland. Eventually, I'll become Great Britain and start like colonizing the world. One of the interesting things about that period in history, though, England owns a bunch of France. Only they have, like, you know, it's England, so they don't have a huge army. And France has a massive, massive army. So I feel like I've won every war that I fought so far, except with France, and I didn't even bother sending my army to fight the French. I'm just like, take my damn territory. I can't defend it anyway.
Fine, it's yours.
It's your. That's basically the attitude I had. You really want to spend all this effort conquering that territory? Fine, it's yours. Done.
So, without a large army, how do you go about? Like, how will you go about colonizing and taking over other areas?
Well, so the obviously England has a lot of advantages navally. So getting a large navy out there is easy. Navy gives you access to explorers, which you need to find new territories. You can't just send a random fleet off to explore the world. You have to like have the right person in charge of it, and England gets a lot of those kind of people. And then when you actually get to the new world, technologically you're like way far advanced to compared to the people that you run into. So you could beat the crap out of them really easily.
Smaller force
than a small army, right? So that's and then once you have your colonies and you like, you know, use them to make lots of money and fund a larger army, then you can come back to Europe and be like, okay, guys, I'm back. That's my plan.
Nice.
But of course, like, the game is like 400 years long, so I have, you know, a while to go still.
You have plenty of time.
Yeah. Right now, just securing the home isles, and then we'll move on to the new world.
Anything else?
I went back to Madden. Madden's still really fun.
You're preparing yourself for the new one?
For the new Madden, yes. And finally enjoying it in 4K. I hadn't realized I hadn't played through a season in 4K yet. So this is my chance.
Nice.
Yeah. It's still really good. Last year's Madden was just super good anyway. So I don't mind playing through it again.
Have they announced if there's going to be like a second season of whatever that story mode was?
They have not announced hardly anything in regards to this game, so I don't know. I hope so. It was really good.
Yeah, like I thought that was a really cool addition, and evidently it's something they've been doing with FIFA now. Like they're in their third year of that,
right?
And it like continues on with his career. So I'm interested to see where they go with Madden.
Yeah, no, I hope they do more of it. That was an interesting mode to add.
Jeff, you been playing anything?
Now, I've been playing a ton, but I did buy, is it Yoku's Island Express?
Yes, it's the that's a pinball platformer.
So like, take a 2D Metroid game and mix it with pinball, and that's this game. It's pretty cool.
So are we talking like Sonic Spinball or?
Yeah, kind of, but like if that was a competent game, you know?
Right.
Like that, I mean, I guess that game is competent on some level, but like not, it's just not very good.
Right.
But it's like that idea. And it really does feel like you are, it feels like a Metroid game. Like you're discovering more and more of a map. You're getting new abilities from exploring, which allow you to explore more of the map, you know. But like within that, you get in these little like self-contained challenge rooms where you're just basically playing pinball. It's a really neat game. Like I'm not super far into it. Like I said, I haven't really played a ton of anything probably in the last week. Just been doing other shit, but it seems really cool. Like it's one of the few games I've played lately that has not let me down. Where I'm just like, yeah, this is it's better than I expected. So that's a nice touch.
So that's why you haven't been playing games; they've been letting you down
a little bit here and there.
Even Nintendo.
You know what game wouldn't let you down? Europa Universalis.
Yeah, sure. It would.
Give you exactly what you expect from it. Should we talk about the disappointment in that one game? Yeah. So, did we talk about Mario Tennis last week?
No.
It's not. It hadn't come out yet, right?
That's right. Really?
Came out on Friday, I think.
Oh my god.
Whew, yeah.
Not great.
No. It's perfectly fine if you're playing with somebody else. Actually, I don't even know if it's perfectly fine if you're playing with somebody else. It's okay if you're playing with somebody else.
Oh, no.
I think that the tennis in it is really good.
Sure. The actual tennis mechanics are solid.
Yeah.
I enjoy the special powers, too.
Yeah, like, no, I'm saying, like, everything that they added to it, like, so, and I started playing it with my girlfriend, because that's the only way this game's going to be any fun is playing with somebody else. And at first, me and her just played in simple mode, because I know she had not played Mario Tennis before. So, like, we're just playing regular-ass old Mario Tennis, right?
Right.
So she got that down, kind of, and then I was like, all right, so now, you know, we're going to go into this other mode with, you know, I explained the other things that are on top of that. And she was able to figure it out, like, you know, it didn't take too long. And I think that the stuff that they added is, like, worthy of this new entry. Like, it changes the game up, but I think it also and feels really good. Like, it's solid, I think, but it's just, that's it. So,
yeah. And my problem with it is that, like, all the matches are super short. So, like, even if you're playing against somebody else, like, so you and your girlfriend are playing, but I don't think there's an option to allow you to set up for a 5-set match
at
6 games a set. Like, yeah, it's all seems to be either tiebreakers, which are first to 7 win by 2, or 2-set. 2 games, 1 set, which is like each side gets to serve for a game.
Which is weird. Like, why not allow me to set up any way I want, really? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's, that's weird.
So, and then there's the single player, the adventure mode.
Which I think is actually bad. Like, I gave up. I hate to admit it, but I gave up in this, like, the second or third level or whatever. I think the third level, third world or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, you gave up at the mirror house, right?
The
house. Yeah, I think that's like that's the second big area. It's where you get the second power stone or whatever.
Because it's so dependent on you, like having to like it's all chance, dude. And I couldn't stand it. I
played it's so a lot of luck.
Like, yes, you have control over where your shots go, but not like 100%, you know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing is, like, you're trying to fucking hit the ball at mirrors that are flying around. Like, I don't know, it just fucking sucked. Like, just give me a sports RPG. Like, I don't understand. They fucking Camelot made the good ones, and they keep fucking it up. I don't like it.
And you got, like, stuck on a part that, like, I must have lucked through it, like, on my second or third try. Which seems to be the way that you advance in that game. Like, it really does seem to be by luck. Like, you just happen to hit things. It's not by skill. Like, a lot of these games where a lot of these, like, rounds where you're, like, hitting mirrors or trying to knock shy guys off of a train, it seems very luck-dependent, like, as opposed to, no, I'm actually good at hitting the ball back and hitting them, which is not a fun way to play. but I did end up beating the adventure mode, which is unfortunately the only way you can unlock the other stages, too. So you have to play through the adventure mode to unlock the other courts.
Yep.
I mean,
I still don't think I'm going to do it. Like, dude, I am so mad at that level.
Which is it's a shame because the other courts are fun. Like, there's which you probably unlock the one where it's like the piranha plants. There's 3 piranha plants.
Yeah, that one's all right. Yeah,
and they'll come out and like they can eat the ball and shoot it back at you, or shoot it at your opponent and make like things difficult. There's one on a ship where there's a mast in the middle that goes straight up, so that becomes an obstacle. So sometimes like you'll be trying to cross it all the way across the court, and it'll hit that and like go the other way, which can be screwy if you're like getting ready to return, because you're like, he's shooting it over here and it hits the mast and you're out of position. Or it can be screwy when you're like trying to shoot it and it just goes right back to your opponent. But like all of them add something different to it. So like having those different, you know, levels like makes the actual gameplay in the free play more interesting and fun.
More variety, but, yeah.
Yeah, they've locked it behind like this tedious single player mode.
Yeah. That sucks. Like it's like, dude, I didn't want to give up. I kept going, well, if you keep trying, you keep pushing. Like this happened recently with Hollow Knight with me, where I'm like, but that one I knew if I kept pushing, I would eventually beat it. And I did. And this one, maybe, yeah, I probably would eventually beat it. But like after playing it like 20 or so times, I'm like, it's so frustrating because it's just like, I know what I have to do and I can't do it. And it's just.
Well, and it's like, you don't know if it's because. So
Mario. It could all fall apart because I missed the mirrors. Like
right.
You know. But, like, I'm running out of time. Oh fuck! Like,
right, but you don't know if it's skill level. You don't know if it's Mario's yeah. power level because he levels up and mm-hmm. like gains experience and
that's and, true as well.
And points in agility and shot speed and his foot speed. So it's like maybe I'm not leveled up enough to go. Like you don't know what's wrong, and it doesn't give you any indication of what you're doing wrong. Or how to advance. And then there's the issue of if you fail, you have to go through unskippable dialogue to get back to the main board, back to the world board. Then you have to reload the level. You can skip the intro dialogue to the level, but you have to reload the level each time.
Oh, no.
So there's no, like, and I know this was really bothering Jeff, there's no quick replay to redo those levels. So you fail, mm-hmm. you have to get the points from your match, which is fine because you want Mario to level up and get more powerful, especially if you're failing.
And you like seeing bars filled up.
Yeah, know? Like who doesn't like bars filling up? But then to have to go through like the bullshit of the unskippable dialogue to then go back to, it takes like 2-3 minutes to get back to where you were, and it gets really anger inducing
to play a 2 or 3 minute level or a match or whatever. Yeah,
yeah. Like it's... and where you've now failed 4, 5, 6 times, it's like you want to throw your controller across the room.
The flow, I don't understand how like they did that and thought that was okay. You can't even like when you're in a match just like hit start and go restart. Match or whatever,
right? Because
like,
you'll know right away that you fucked up. Like,
yeah, like okay, the game does give you experience whether you win or lose. You know, so you could lose something a million times and keep leveling up. But sometimes you just like you don't want to have to play it out. You'd rather just go, all right, let's just restart this. Like, yeah, I fucked it up in the first 5 seconds. Let's just restart this. You can't do that. Like, it's so fucking stupid.
And it's a shame because there are challenge levels. I especially like the boss fights.
Yes,
I think they're really cool. But just so much around that single player mode that is just anger inducing and weird design choices and that's not even talk about the online. Which
well, let's.
I thought you guys had a good time with the online.
What's that?
Tony, like, I mean, look, you guys have all played sports games online before, and you go on and you end up playing against some people that have learned all the tricks.
Yeah.
Like, this game's been, like, this weekend I was playing, the game has only been out for 3 days. And there are people that have, I played somebody that was almost at 10,000 experience points. Now, you get like 20 points per victory plus like some bonus points. So like maybe 50 to 70 points a match. Like, and I'm at 80 80 total experience points for online, yet they were pairing me against somebody that had close to 10,000.
It's almost like Nintendo knows nothing about online.
Right, it's like you're not matchmaking. Look, I get it. Like when you're starting out, it's hard to matchmake, right? Like because you don't know the people's skill level. But like then match me out with somebody else that's close to the amount of points I have. Like not 2,000, 3,000, 10,000 points. Because that's not fun to go in and just get slaughtered and not be able to hit a ball back at all. Of which you get no experience points, mind you. If you don't get a point at all, you get nothing for your time. So it's like I don't want to go back online and play it anymore. It's not fun. So the only way you want to play it is with other people.
Yeah, I agree with all that. I also have experienced lots of lag playing online, which
wow,
that doesn't feel good.
No. So,
yeah. So basically, yeah, Mario Tennis Aces, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
The only thing that I want to do with it is just play with other people. And, you know, luckily I have my girlfriend here to play it with me, but like, and I do, I'm not like mad that I bought it or anything, because it's going to be nice to have that Mario Tennis game on the system, you know, for when you do want to play it. But it could have been so much more than what it is, I think.
Yeah, I think it'll become like that alternate to like Mario Kart.
Yeah, it's a good, you know, it will. I think it will be in that rotation with Kart and Smash Brothers.
Right.
It'll probably be the number three. Although, like for me personally, I kind of like tennis more than Smash Brothers, but whatever.
Yeah, I could see that, and I mean it's. It's going to be in that rotation, but it's not going to hold a spot.
That's all it is.
And yeah. And I'm kind of done with it until I have people come over again or my kids will play it.
I have not played it in days. I haven't even thought about it. So it kind of really sucks because I mean, I remember going into this, like, thinking that this is going to be one of my favorite games of the year. It's not.
I think we were both pretty excited for it. I know Pete was kind of excited for it. And some of our friends on Twitter were excited for it, and it looks like most of them are kind of like on board with us that it's kind of disappointing. So, and I look at the reviews and I'm just like, how?
I think a lot of the reviews were way too kind to the single player. Like, some of them did point out, like, I remember watching IGN's, and like, it's not what you expected or what you wanted. It's still pretty cool. And I was like, no, it's not. It's not gonna, like, that single player is not good. Like, it does have cool boss fights. That's about it. There's so many problems with it. Like, I don't know, man.
Yep.
I get mad just thinking about it. It sucks.
Well, Pete has joined us.
Hello.
Has he?
Wait, yes. What?
Yeah, he joined us while we were bitching about Mario Tennis. So
oh, yeah, I'm not gonna like interrupt shit or anything. So.
But Jeff, you play anything else?
Yeah, there was something I can't think of it right now, but mostly just those two.
Okay.
Now I remember. I'm sorry. I'll just say real quick. Because I like watched a review of Hollow Knight and I realized that like
you were playing it
that
wrong.
Game. No, not that I was playing it wrong. That I had kind of sold it short too early, I guess. Cause apparently there's like a billion fucking bosses and like all sorts of shit. Like, and I'm not even that far in. If you guys remember, I was saying like it has a weird pacing and a weird like kind of like it doesn't feel like it rewards you enough for your exploration early on, but like it will if I stick with it, and I have played a little more of it. The game is kind of like banging your head against a wall a little bit sometimes, but like I just fundamentally like mechanically it feels so good, and I just like those types of games, and knowing that this one is just so deep and big and it's like 30 hours long makes me want to continue. So I have played a little more of that. I'm hoping I could stick with it and like have a breakthrough with it and start getting somewhere in it. But so yeah, I have played a little bit more.
Did you just say Hollow Knight's like 30 hours long?
It could probably be more than that, I guess, if you want. There's like something like 40 fucking bots.
Like DLC like, as well. So.
Yeah, and like when you look at this, like if you bring up the like equipment screen or whatever, like where you equip what powers you have on you at a time, you can see there's like fucking slots for like 40 different power ups that you're going to get. So like that was one of the things I was like making fun of it for early on is like you don't get anything. It's like, no, there's a bunch of shit. There's a ton of it. I just, I'm not far enough in the game yet, despite the fact that I've played for like 10 hours. I got stuck. Like, there was a boss I got stuck on early on. He was like really tough, I thought. And I'm kind of worried this is going to be one of those games that's just kind of too hard, but like, I really want to stick with it because I do like it on a fundamental level. Like, I like how it feels to play, and I like that type of game. You know what I mean?
Nice.
So. Hopefully, I will stick with it.
Pete, you play anything this week?
Nah.
No?
What? I haven't played anything in weeks.
In weeks?
I was going to say, you haven't been here, so how can you have played nothing?
Very easily.
he's been busy with other stuff. Well, then I will tell you what I've been playing. I got a Lumines Remastered.
I was thinking about that.
Came out. It's Lumines. Like, it's a great puzzle game. You know, if you like that, if you like Tetris type games, Lumines is a fantastic one of them. Great music, great gameplay. It's just a ton of fun to play. So,
how much was it?
It's like 15.
And I was actually listening to Giant Bomb. They described it. It sounds like you're just trying to make squares, right?
Yeah, you're trying to match up. So they fall down in. There's like nodules of four. They fall down as a cube, but there's like four cubes in it, and you can spin the cube and you match that. There's two different colors on the cube, and you're trying to drop them to make a cube of one color. And that's okay, how you clear stuff.
It sounded pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
a blast.
I never played it because, well, for one, when you just like watch it for a second, like I couldn't figure out what was going on. But having that explained, like that's what you're trying to do, helps it make sense. I was always like, what is this line going across the screen? What is this bullshit?
Yeah. So
it's basically clearing out what you've done, right?
So, yeah. Like, every. Like it's on like a timer and it'll go across and it'll clear out what you've done on your, you know, during since the last time it cleared. So you're kind of trying to match up by clearing as many things as you can before the line comes back across, or sometimes even strategically using the line to build up, like leave stuff on the one side of the line, but clear stuff on the other, on the right side to like build up like a tower on the one side, so you're able to, you know, clear more things with your next turn. It's a really fun like puzzle game. So
is there like a multiplayer mode?
There is. I have not tried it, but there is. Okay. I don't know if it's a local. I don't see why it wouldn't be.
I would hope so. Yeah,
but I do know that there is a multiplayer mode. I just haven't taking a look at it. I also played through while I was sick this week Hudson's Adventure Island. Do you guys remember that from the original Nintendo Entertainment System?
No. I do.
It's you play as this little like fat dude on an island that throws an axe at shit, and it's very much like set up like Mario, where there's a world. There's four levels in a world. You get to the end of the fourth world. You fight a boss. It's the same boss each time. Same tactics each time. It's fine. It's actually maybe it's not fine. I don't know. I remember playing it a bunch as a kid, but going back to it now, it's like I can understand why as like a kid I thought it was like kind of cool because like yeah, you get to skateboard and It's like one of the power ups you can get.
Yeah, and, that's right. Yeah.
And as a you know, as like a rental that like you're not playing all the time, it's okay. It's fine, but like sitting down and actually playing it, like each level is way too repetitive. The backgrounds are all pretty much the same. There's a daytime forest level. There's a nighttime forest level. There's a cave that has a rock area and an ice area. And then there's like a water area that has clouds that you jump on and fish or squid that jump out of the water and like swordfish that jump at you. And then there's the castle area where you fight the boss. Like it's not particularly good. So, but yeah, I played through that. So, and I also started Castlevania Symphony of the Night on the 360 via backward compatibility. But
I've started that game probably 5 times, and I don't know what it is. I never finish it.
I've now gotten farther than I ever have before, which is funny because I love Castlevania, but
and that's everyone's favorite one, and I'm like, I can't bring myself to finish it. I don't know what the problem is.
And my favorite ones are the original three. Like
that's how I am. I'm exactly the same way, dude. It's like I guess I can understand, but like I'm just saying, for me personally, Symphony of Night has never meant as much to me as like Castlevania 1, 2, and 3. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm playing it. I am enjoying it a little bit more. I just thought, since I really love Bloodstained.
Yeah, you're like
Circle of the Moon, that I wanted more like that. And I was like, you know what? Like Symphony of the Night is what they're basing
Well, the one that we just played is called Curse of the Night.
Curse of the Moon, right? I think, right?
Curse of the Moon, yeah. So the other one is called Ritual of the Night.
Okay.
You're right about that.
Yeah. So, and that one is kind of like the spiritual successor to Symphony of the Night. So I was like,
okay, yes, yeah,
let's try. It's all right. It's cool. I do like that there's like a leveling mechanic to it and kind of like a loot mechanic, but I mean, it looks pretty. I don't know. I'm hoping like maybe I'll play through it and actually finish it this time. But aside from that, I have like built up my emulation stuff on my PC. So now I can play PlayStation 1 games and PlayStation 2 games on my PC.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it took a little bit of like tweaking, because you have to play with BIOSes and stuff to emulate PlayStation and PlayStation 2, but I was able to like tweak it enough that I can get, like, I know Jeff's been playing Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance. I was able to get that up and running on my PC, and a bunch of like old PlayStation games I can now like kind of do. And I might end up streaming some of them, because I've made it so that the game bar on Windows 10 recognizes the emulator as a game, so I could just like boot right in the mixer from there. So I might do that, but yeah, now I have a bunch of like PlayStation games on my PC.
Yeah, that's a huge library to choose from too.
Yeah.
That was daunting. Like, what do I play?
Yeah. So like I downloaded everything I have like in my actual physical library, and then maybe a couple that I don't have. But I'm up at like 150 PlayStation games on my computer right now.
Oh God!
And it's like looking at it, it's like, all right, maybe I added too many to the.
Can I play this many games? No,
right?
No, maybe like, I can't.
Like I'm like looking at it, like, and it's like, just like what Jeff said. It's like, where do you start? It's like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have added 150 to the hard drive. But
I tell you where you start though. It is Baldur's Gate: Dark Alliance. Oh, that first one especially.
Yeah, I have less PlayStation 2 games, because they're DVD games, and they're chunky, so they take up a bit of my hard drive space. But yeah, I do have Dark Alliance on there, and I played through like the first, like the rat dungeon.
Clear out the rats, yeah.
I just did that, and that was fun again. So,
isn't that like, at the very least, you have to admit that the music is like fantastic. I mean, the atmosphere that you feel in that game.
I mean, I think that entire game is fantastic. I don't agree that it's better than Diablo, but it's something special. Yeah, I know why you think that. And that's fine.
You know why you think that and be wrong about that.
No, I just think, like, playing that first area, like, I immediately noticed why I don't like it quite as much as Diablo. And, one, it's not quite as tight as Diablo control-wise, but also, like, the mobs of enemies. Like, in Diablo, they just throw tons of shit at you, and it's, like, you're going off on them. And in this, there's like 4 rats in a room, 5 rats in a room. Like, you're never really getting swarmed. And maybe you do later, but early on I was like, this isn't anywhere near as impressive as like the opening to Diablo 3, where like you're fighting off zombies like right at the beginning. And
yeah, you'll go into rooms that have like fucking 80 spiders in them and shit. Like, there are... I get what you're saying, but yeah. But I also feel like the enemies... I think that's why I like Baldur's Gate more in ways, because like the enemies mean more, like they're more of a fucking challenge than they are. Like in Diablo, I just feel like a god that's just like fucking shit up.
Sure,
and like that's I'm not scared of dying as much. Like, you know,
that's where you got to play it like Fozzie does.
Yeah, right. Where it's like, fuck.
If you die, you're done.
That's it, yeah,
I am too much of a pansy to play it that way. But
also, I do remember like. Back when I first played the original Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance, being so impressed by the water effects, like when you're running through the water.
And they're still actually pretty good. Pretty impressive.
Pretty okay.
Like, I was like, hey, this water looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I remember just being like something that people were talking about, but it still does look pretty good.
Still not bad. But yeah, I remember like back when it came out though, just being like, wow, that is one of the best. Like, now this game looks all like fuzzy and shit on my TV, but like, back then, that shit was like mind blowing. How good that looked.
Mind blowingly fuzzy. Yeah.
Yes.
That is one thing I do. I mean, and I mean, you're not playing on original hardware, and it's not going to be the emulation on PlayStation 2 is pretty good, as it is on the GameCube. But the options on some of these can like kind of smooth some of that stuff out. Jeff, I'm sure you saw. Buddy Aaron on Twitter, he was playing Super Mario Sunshine in like 4K, I think. Like, and it looked great.
It looks like it does look better.
Yeah, like and you can do some of that with the PlayStation 2 emulator. And I have Dolphin on my computer now, so like I have the GameCube games as well. And
I'm so jealous. The way I've been doing this shit is. Hooking up GameCubes and PlayStation 2s to my TV and buying games.
I mean, I do that too, but what I have been doing is, like, for the games I have, actually putting the disc in to my PC and just burning the CD image directly there and then playing through the emulator. But there, nothing quite beats actually playing on the actual hardware. Like,
it's true, but like it would be nice. It'd be a nice option not to.
It's just way more convenient, right?
Yeah, like, well, and just like I don't know, like Baldur's Gate 2 is a $35 PS2 game. It would have been nice if I really wanted to play that, just play it for fucking nothing. But right. Whatever. Oh, and also, yeah, like just like the cool things like. Being able to like upscale it and or clean it up or whatever, like so that it looks better,
right?
That's pretty nice. So,
but anyway, so on Movie Dudes, Jeff and I did a look back at the first half of the year. And I thought maybe we could kind of do that for the first half of 2018 for games here on this show. I don't know. I don't know if you guys are in alignment with Jeff and I that it's been a weird year so far for games. Like, stuff's come out, but maybe sure. Be a little bit disappointing in the way some of it has been delivered. And some of it's been good.
Yeah, well, and there was, you know, there was at least one big... you know, triple A game that got a lot of tens or whatever, and I'm sure there's a lot of lists, but it's just, I feel Hey, they can't all be 2017, right? Like,
right.
But it was weird because at the beginning of the year, I thought we got off to a really strong start. And I thought it was like, oh, this could be another amazing year. And it's just like, you know, we had like stuff like Celeste and Monster Hunter and early on. And now it's just
they were both like early in January.
It's been a long time since then. And we've been going through these stretches where there's like not a lot going on.
Yeah, and in between there,
kind of like right now,
we've had like disappointments, like Thieves and State of Decay and
Mario Tennis.
Like, you know, games that we were hoping would be higher up, but more well made, and they didn't really deliver. But so my idea was maybe we all bring, you know, our top three games of the year so far, and we'll see where we're at. I'm sure that some of the games are gonna, there's gonna be some crossover, but
I don't even know if I can think of three.
You don't even know if you have three that you played. that's a little disappointing. You've had to have at least played three games, Pete. Like,
well, I don't know if I played three games that were released in 2018.
Really?
Two. I can think of at least two. But
all right. Well,
you're close to a top three.
We'll come. And are you confident about both of those games? Did you like them both?
Well, they have to be his two best because they're the only two he played.
That's true.
All right. Well, fact. We'll come to you last, Pete, and or we'll start you off in the second round if you don't have a third one.
Pete, go on Google and Google 2018 games, and then it'll jog your memory.
I actually keep a document explicitly for things like this.
Oh, yeah.
So I have 12 on my list.
I have exactly
three. Yeah, I played a bunch. I played a lot of it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident about the top three that I have on my list, but the rest of them are maybe. Yeah. But, Jeff, what do you have at number three?
My number three would be Monster Hunter World, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
It's Monster Hunter on my motherfucking Xbox, looking better than ever, and I got you guys to finally play. It was a fun time, you know, playing with you guys. Monster Hunter's fun. They did not fuck it up. They actually made it better. They made it a little more approachable and accessible for people. What else is there to say? It was Monster Hunter in beautiful fucking HD.
It almost made my list. There's things about the multiplayer that I just wish were better.
Like all of it.
Hey, I mean, yeah, it's a clunky thing, but like once we're in there,
it's a ton of fun. Yes. When we're playing together, it was a ton of fun.
Yeah.
I don't have much interest to play by myself.
I was obsessed. It was the first one I ever beat. Too, by the way. I saw the credits on that motherfucker.
That's awesome. I don't know if I ever will, but I did get like almost 30 hours out of it, so I'm certainly not disappointed in when I played with it. Tony?
I'm going to go with Civilization VI Rise and Fall expansion, but, you know, not a, I guess, a real game. But
that works.
The game actually had needed like more content and more added to it. Like, it was obvious when they launched Civ 6 that there were stuff missing, things that should have been there that weren't there. They added a nice loyalty system that, you know, when you could advance your civilization to a certain point, your culture would be enough to take the cities from the other side, or vice versa. So added a lot more gameplay in that respect, adding governors. But I think the big change was adding the ages to the game. It kind of gave it a feel of your civilization is like ebbing and flowing, like you're in a golden age and the entire map looks different. You're in a dark age and everything is black and dreary, and it just kind of gave a nice feel to what was going on, and gave you stuff to work towards in a way that you didn't have before. Yeah. And any excuse to go back to Civ is a good one, and I think that they added enough here to make it worth it. I do think the game probably needs maybe one more expansion to make it everything that it could be. And I'm assuming we'll see that next year, but this was a good one. Definitely worth playing through.
That's for Civ 6?
Yeah.
I like the idea of having that, like the ages where the map kind of changes and stuff. That sounds pretty cool.
It's funny how, like, you get in a golden age and everything is bright and awesome, and then you're like, you started off and you're like, I'm going a little slow, I don't think things are going very well, and then you realize, like, okay, now I'm in a dark age and everything shitty. It was like, great. I've got the shitty template to the world that I deserve.
That sounds pretty cool. It's on sale right now.
It's in the Steam sale. You should give it a shot.
Yeah, maybe this weekend. I'm trying to avoid the Steam sale, but
I did not avoid it, sadly, because I have no willpower whatsoever.
Pete, did you find a 3?
I mean, I played 3 games that came out this year, but I really only wound up like truly enjoying one.
Okay, so what was the other one? That's the one we should be talking about now.
Well, Slay the Spire was one that I had started playing this year, and I think I don't know how we want to word it, because it's still in early access and stuff. So I don't know if I don't remember when it hit early access, if it was last year or if it was at the beginning of this year.
No, what's it called?
Slay the Spire. It's like a card game, but like a roguelike card game. So you like build the deck as you go through these dungeons and try and like reach the top of the spire and all that stuff. And
that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, but that wasn't the one that I was thinking of initially, just because it's not finished yet. So, like, there's still a lot of placeholder art and things are we're still in that stage of things.
So it's way, way early.
Yeah, I mean, they've been making like really, really heavy improvements to it and stuff, but like, I'm not really sure how it will be classified as done necessarily. Like, they just added a third character, and that character still has a lot of placeholder art on their like unique cards and stuff like that. But I don't know if the plan is to just keep it at 3 characters, and then once that's done, they can finally like release the game or what they're doing with it. But it's fun. I like roguelikes because they're easy, like relaxation games, because I don't have to like. They're round based and whatever. So,
right, you can play like through a set and like, oh, I died. Well, guess I'm done.
That's part of it. Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. Like that was 40 minutes, and I
died,
and at least tried something. You know, I did something.
My time. My number 3 is God of War. I liked it. It was good. I hated that kid, but
love your like. Child.
It's so funny.
I can't get behind him at all. I just wanted to like.
It's always smoldering behind the surface. Chris thinks about this kid all the time.
I kind of do. It's like anytime, like
every time one of your kids acts up, you're like,
oh, I just wish I could kick you off of my mouth.
Boy,
yes, that's what I say to my son all the time now. Get over here.
Hey, how about that axe though?
The axe is fun. I really enjoyed when, you know, there's a change in weapon as well. I don't know if we're talking spoilers.
Yeah, come on. Well, it's been out for fucking 2 months.
Yeah, we already did like a spoiler cast on this, didn't we?
I don't know.
We spoiled
Who
the
cares?
Hell out of this,
it's
this game.
Open.
We may have. Yeah. When you get the Blades of Chaos, I really like that. Like, it brings it back. And I like how like it's kind of like a fire based weapon, and you know, the axe is an ice based weapon. So there's some cool elemental stuff there. I'm sure we're going to be ending up talking about God of War more though. So.
Yeah,
sure. Jeff, what do you got at 2?
My number 2 is God of War.
Okay,
so we are gonna, on that. That's why. When you brought up this topic, I'm like, I don't know. I bet you we're all going to be talking about the same games the whole time because there wasn't that much. Yeah, like, it's a really fucking solid, like, AAA fucking game. You know, like, it reminds me, for whatever reason, a lot of Resident Evil 4, like, for multiple reasons, because of, like, how it, like, just like Resident Evil 4, it was, like, a total, reimagining of what that series is, but also it reminds me of Resident Evil 4 on kind of a technical level, because that's what they did. They moved the camera behind fucking Kratos and makes it feel completely different. Also, just super fucking good-looking, well-polished, all that.
Much that like fucking, myself.
That axe! the axe just, I think, felt great. Like you said, Chris, the fucking getting the blades back. That was like an awesome callback. Like you, and you weren't expecting it, you know? Like it just kind of, like I was not expecting it. I wasn't even thinking about it.
I was not either. I'm like, what weapon are you talking about? Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah. That's like what I used to fight with in the other games. Like, oh, well, yeah, that's
like,
cool.
She mentions, like, or he's like, I got to go home and stuff. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I thought he meant that, like, he was going to go to Greece.
I did too. I was like, you're going all the way back? Damn.
He just has them, like, stored in a in some towels underneath his bed.
Right.
And, you know, I think the series always had a little bit of, like, leveling up and shit, but I kind of like how this one, you know, has that RPG thing going on, too.
Yeah, I think like, they were more in, like, the character action, like, Devil May Cry. Kind
of. Yeah, I was, like, getting more, like, just, yeah, like...
Yeah, you get orbs shit. as you beat the shit out of it.
New pieces, combos.
Yeah.
But this one was more, like an RPG, wasn't it? Like...
Yeah, I mean, there was loot and it was stat based. So
yeah. So
sure, I guess like that.
I like that. Yeah, I like them leaning into that more. It's just, I mean, how could you? You might not totally love this game, but like, there's no denying the
greatness.
Just the level of quality and
craftsmanship.
It's a top tier AAA game. It might not be your thing. You might not like what they did with the series, but I think most people walked away pretty happy.
Yeah. Tony?
I had never played a Monster Hunter game before, so getting into Monster Hunter World was a little bit of a surprise for me, and it was pretty delightful. I really liked, the way that the game is like boss fight after boss fight and like figuring out how to take down the monsters, and then you get a little into like harvesting the stuff and you're like, okay, this is cool. It did wear on me after a while, like, okay, fighting Anjanath Plus for the 10th or 11th time, you get a little sick of it. Especially since he can still kill you in one blow.
Yeah.
But I still put a good like 70, 80 hours into that game.
Wow.
My son put way more into that. He's like 150.
Wow.
So did you guys both beat it?
He got all the way to... I did not beat it, but he did.
You did not beat it with that much time in it?
No.
Holy shit.
No. But I had a good time. I really liked going in and like helping other people, like responding to the flare requests. That was a lot of fun. Although occasionally you respond to somebody who just sucks.
Like, well,
why did you set up a flare? The guy's like dead in like 2 seconds. Like, great, I waste all my time to come here to save your ass, and you're dead already.
But it is kind of fun to go back and fight the Anjanath, like when you're more powerful. You know what
right,
I mean? Like,
right?
Like, yeah, you're right. He could still totally fucking just kill you. But just going back with a little more confidence to fight those guys again, where you're like, basically, I got this.
Yeah, or like knowing like fun. The terrains, you're like, okay, here, enjoy this. Flood of stuff all over you,
and just knowing that the person you're helping is like looking at you like you're a god, like
that stuff is fun. That's
yeah, I fucking really love that game, man.
It's a great game. I'm surprised I'd never played one before. I'm a little bit excited for the remake coming out in August for the Switch, to go back to see how it used to be, because apparently it's like, I guess it's easier now or whatever.
Which one are they putting out
better now?
Huh? What now? It's what is it? Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate or something?
I thought it was Generations or
Generations. You're right.
Generations.
So, give that a shot and see how it is.
I'm just happy that you guys finally got into the series. But I think you guys really did get in on the best one, probably.
Yeah.
But the games are kind of fundamentally the same as the older one. Like, there'll be like little minor annoyances and differences, but otherwise, you'll be like, yeah, fuck yeah, more Monster Hunter. just doesn't look as good or anything, but
cool.
Yeah.
Pete?
Yeah.
Got anything?
I mean I guess God of War is technically the other game.
The other game.
That I could put on this list.
You kind of liked it.
Well, it was a game that I wound up souring on pretty heavily as time went on.
Like as you played it, or
in, no, since... like the month after I finished it. Yeah. I kind of realized that the storytelling's not amazing, or the story itself is like it's easy to poke a lot of holes in it, and how the mission structure is really just like a series of little magical MacGuffins that you need to do in order to like progress and stuff. Like, I don't know.
Sure.
So like, I don't know. Like when you actually think about it, there's no true villain to the story. Like there's Baldur, but Baldur has his own goal. Like he isn't trying to actively prevent Kratos and, fucking what's his name? I don't remember Atreus. Anymore.
Annoying. Atreus
from like attaining their goal. Like he couldn't give two shits about whether they spread those ashes at the mountain or not, right?
Right.
And so like because of that, the game just sort of has to set up this like a like constant delay one after the other. Like the moment I figured it out was when the World Eater eats the statue, you have to go into the World Eater in order to get the eye that he ate at the beginning of the game. When he first appears, he like eats the statue or whatever. And I was like, guys, come on. Like, I mean, thankfully that was right near the end of the game, but it was one of those things that just felt like a silly level of like, oh god, we don't have any way to slow the story down so they don't finish immediately. Or the time that you think you have finished and you're opening the gateway and it's like, ah shit, actually we didn't realize this until this very moment where you completed your task, but you actually haven't completed it. Like, that happens at least twice in the game. Where you think you've reached the top of the mountain, and it's like, no, actually, it's this other really tall mountain. And then when you get the dude's head and stuff, and he thinks he can open the gateway, and you open the gateway, and it's like, oh, I failed to mention it, but I actually need this other thing.
I do remember being ready for the game to end. Like, yes. I remember having that feel that, like, oh, this is going to be the end. And then it wasn't. Like, I do recall that a little bit for me, too.
But I mean,
care about the story.
That acts, like, right? As Jeff was saying, like, that's kind of really sort of the start and end of, like, what's special about that game. And that's not to reduce it. I'm just saying, like, that combat's, like, real good. I did kind of feel like by the time the game was over, I had zero reason to go and finish any of the other stuff.
That's kind of where I was too. Like I enjoyed playing it, but as Jeff said, I was ready for it to be over. Like, I had more stuff I could go do in the world, but I really just wanted to go back, see the actual ending.
Yeah.
And call it a day.
Amen.
Yeah, like, I didn't feel the need to do any of the Valkyrie stuff or get the Infinity Gauntlet or anything like that.
I didn't do any of the side shit, really.
Right, well, the game doesn't, like, it just rewards you with more loot, which doesn't help you when the game's already over. But you can't do the last of the Valkyrie quests until after you've beaten the game, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you were going to be a completionist, you kind of have to wait until afterwards.
I believe so, yeah. I don't think the last thing unlocks until afterwards. So, like, yeah, because I think you get, like, some special armor for defeating all the Valkyries and stuff, and it's like,
great.
Okay, well,
who needs it?
Why do I need this armor? Yeah, I mean, it's a good game. Do I think it's as good as people think it is now? No, I think it's one of these things where, like, we are so, like, the games industry is so thirsty for, like, games that they can call art, and, like, it's basically like an Oscar bait video game in the worst possible way.
I don't think that's probably a bit of an exaggeration.
I don't necessarily disagree. I feel that Sony has hit a point where all of their delivery of their games all kind of feels the same.
Yeah, yeah, they're all super polished third person like action games, right?
Like, yeah, I really like them, but like they're not, they don't feel different.
Yeah, when Kratos is like climbing along a wall, I'm like, okay, I've done this like a billion times in Uncharted.
Yeah, it's like the combat in God of War is different from Uncharted, but like they just feel. It's like seeing a movie from the same director or something. Like you just know, yeah. Okay, that's a Sony. This is a Sony. There's Sony third person action game.
Well, like, I mean, there's that aspect, but I also think that like the. I don't know, everyone looked at it as it was like this deep emotional story about like a father connecting with his son. Like that, like I said, that classic like Oscar Beatty nonsense, and it's like they were so desperate for something that felt artistic that they kind of just
Yeah, they put like, something there that wasn't actually there. Yeah.
I think that the game does kind of handle that stuff okay. I thought
absolutely, like, but like there are holes in the storytelling that I think aren't addressed in many of the reviews or aren't even like looked for where it's like, okay,
yeah, like people didn't want to talk about this shit.
But he is not the antagonist of the story. And the game is because of that, a series of just like, oh shit, we got to go find the next magic item in order to progress. Like first it's the black smoke. And then it's like, you know, like the only interesting point is where Atreus is like an asshole and like sends them back to hell a second time. Like that's perhaps the only like delay factor that, I think fits within the realm. The rest of it is just like, ah, shit, we don't have insert blank
yeah.
MacGuffin to move along this mountain.
Not to like go too long on any of this, but I do also think that like a lot of reviews make a bigger deal out of the fact that it was like all one shot. Like, okay, right. And
it's I think the game suffers for that personally, but
I don't think it suffers. I just feel like. It's fine. Like I guess it's kind of an interesting choice. It's a neat trick, I guess. But it's like,
right. But I mean, it's not doing anything that first person games don't already do.
Also, every time I press start, that becomes not true.
Right.
Or die. Or
right.
Well, and like, I guess he said. It's just Corey Barlog said that was one thing that he like lost the battle on, basically, where everyone was like, where he wanted that to be the case, but they were like it. Looks and feels stupid. It's just like that. I guess he gave up. And
I wonder if that like one of my issues with it is that part of the legacy of God of War is like these huge monstrous boss fights, right? And they have one, but it's kind of lame.
It's not as good as others.
It's super easy. It takes you like 3 seconds to figure out what's
right.
And why was there only one?
By like, and they, yeah, I mean, like, I bet you in their heads they thought of the like final boss battle as something similar to that because like it involves like such a large scale conflict, you know, just like you fighting Baldur,
right? And shit, right. Like,
yeah, well, and you know, like. While they were more than happy to confront Kratos' history of violence and stuff, there's, like, nothing to be said for, like, the keeps of misogyny from the series and stuff like that. Like, I mean, maybe that's something they'll tackle later and stuff like that, but I just sort of finished it, and I was like, it played awesome. Like, I fucking love that combat, and those weapons
yeah,
were amazing, but I think the story, which is what most of the reviews praise outside of the combat, it's, like, those two things, and, like, man, everyone's just real desperate for something that they can, like, this is what real video game storytelling is supposed to be like. Guys, man, watch a movie or something first. Like, we still have so far to go.
Dude, that's how I feel when I play that stupid fucking game last year. Edith Finch, whatever. I forgot the full name of it.
Yeah. No, you're right. Edith Finch.
Huh?
What Remains of Edith Finch.
Yeah. Yeah, What Remains of Edith Finch. Like, and that was one of those like narrative games. Like that was like the point of it. And I was just like, you guys are just like anything that like pretends to be fucking art, you're stroking off to like.
Right. I was literally gonna say it's very masturbatory, like, and I don't know if that's a consequence of like games having been shit on by like the movie industry for so long, like that like
people need to get over the fact that like Roger Ebert thought that games were not art. Who cares, dude? He fucking didn't really like that wasn't his fucking beat, you know? He's right, dead. I mean,
yeah. He is dead. This is true.
I'm a huge fan of Roger Ebert, but it's like, dude, get over it. Like,
right. Like, I don't know why, like, we constantly need, like,
the movie. Obviously, there are.
And you're never going to get Roger Ebert's validation.
Yeah. Like, he's never going to come around.
You never know. One of these days. Get some smelling salts and a really big, like,
you know,
we'll bring him back and he's gonna give us the validation that we all deserve.
We'll get some man baby to dig him up and stick him with a metal stake, like in Friday the 13th 5 or 6 or whatever it was, and then lightning will come down and bring him back to life.
It's almost, I mean, that's about as ludicrous as we're gonna remake The Last Jedi, so.
Yes.
Sure, let's do it.
Those things make me feel.
Let's start an online campaign to bring Roger Ebert back from the dead and fucking declare that video games are art.
Not to derail us too much further, but that Last Jedi thing, evidently, you can donate to that campaign.
Yeah.
Up to $10,000, no money down. And all you need is an email address. So, like, people are now just trolling them by saying they're donating, like, 10 grand.
No money down?
No money down.
Ooh, I'm in.
Email address.
I just assumed that it was, like, a big, like, pyramid scheme or something where, like, they were never, like, it was all just about seeing how much money they could take from man babies. Like, that's what I would have done, is, like, stolen the money from these idiots.
I mean... Not to say that sounds smart, Pete, but that sounds smart. Like, evidently, from what I heard, I don't know if you guys know who Jenny Nicholson is. She's on YouTube. She does a lot of Star Wars talk. But she tweeted out, like, information on that campaign, mocking it a little bit, about how you don't need to verify your donation to them. And they just kind of add it to the total. Like...
Right, I bet you that's the whole thing, right?
It's
all like a perception game.
So they don't have this money. Like,
yeah. So they don't even have like the $6 million or whatever they raised. I don't know what they've raised now. I don't know what it's at. I remember the first day it was $6 million. But even then, that was all kind of smoke and mirrors. Because nobody has to really fucking... Even the people that want it. Like, you know, these guys that are super serious about it, they're probably going, yeah, I'll put 10 grand up for it.
Right,
and then when time comes, they're not gonna have the money.
So the whole thing's funny. Anyway, I mean, funny in a sad way, but
yeah, it's easily, I think, the most pathetic thing I've seen on the internet in a long time.
Ever, it's up there. Yeah.
My number two is a Super Mega Baseball 2.
Oh God, we're still only number two.
Yeah. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it, but it's a fantastic.
I did try it out.
Game. I love it. It's a fun arcadey style baseball game that kind of harkens back to those before it got really sim heavy. Like there's some depth to it, but it's not like MLB The Show. I mean, I like MLB The Show as well, but this is more like original RBI baseball, arcade style baseball. They're crazy character looking. I love hitting the ball and it hitting the pitcher and you knocking them out.
Yeah, I so need to play this game.
It's fun.
Yeah,
I need to play more MLB The Show too. But...
I didn't like play more of it because I want real teams and like real stadiums, even with that cartoony style.
Yeah, I would really like that's something that I really like because RBI baseball sucks so bad that it's like MLB should really just reach out to these guys and be like, hey, we're gonna give you the license.
RBI has the license,
MLB The Show is done by Sony. But RBI Baseball, which is the only multi-platform baseball game, is published and developed directly by MLB.
Which is like super weird. It didn't sound right. But...
So like, if MLB wants to make its own game, though, like, reach out to these guys. They know how to make a fun baseball game.
Or like, that's my question though. Is like. EA can't do one if they want to. Like,
no, correct. They need the license.
Yeah.
I think what Jeff is saying is like it's not like how EA has tied up the Madden license, right?
Or no,
the
no, like, I'm
the exclusive deal with the NFL.
Which, yeah, no, no. Sony has an exclusive license to make MLB The Show on their platform, but anybody else could. Like, I mean, 2K had it a few years ago.
Yep.
Nobody else has picked that license up.
Well, yeah, I guess their baseball game never sold that well, especially when compared to The Show, so they just kind of gave up, right?
Right.
It was just weird, because I don't know how they could make that stuff up on Xbox and PC where The Show is not put out, so...
I used to love EA's MVP baseball. I don't know if any of you guys played that. I thought that game was fucking awesome.
That was what Triple Play turned into, right?
Yeah, maybe. I never played Triple Play. But I remember the one I had on GameCube. It was MVP Baseball 2005. Fucking fantastic, realistic baseball game. But I also love, back in the day, in that same era, they had Slugfest, Midway's.
Yeah.
Slugfest. That shit was fucking great, dude. And it's now it's it seems to be basically just The Show, which is really good. But, I don't know. I like to have, different flavors of the same sport, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, there's still just a prime opportunity to have that stuff on Xbox and PC and stuff. I'm surprised that nobody could get to take advantage of that opportunity.
Like an arcadey version of that too, which is what this is. I don't know. Would be cool, but yeah, that game is pretty solid. I have not gone back to it though.
Just a note, MVP was the successor to EA's Triple Play Baseball. So,
yeah.
Jeff, what do you got at number one?
My number one is Bloodstained Curse of the Moon, which is insane if you think about the fact that it was a Kickstarter stretch goal.
Yeah.
That's what this game is.
Well, and I'm personally just impressed that, any one of these Japanese guys, was finally able to,
deliver on.
Yeah.
I mean, especially after the whole mess that Mega Man thing was and stuff.
The interesting thing to remember, though, is, they are, the people who are making Ritual of the Night did not make this.
Was it Mercury's team?
It was Inti Creates.
Yeah. With help from Igarashi and they got help from that team.
I'm sure
they got that team is working on the main game. They probably just handed them a Bible and was like, here.
Yes.
Have at it.
So, but yeah, I don't know. Fucking, it's great, dude. It feels like a great NES Castlevania game, but in some ways I think it might be better a lot of these new retro games feel like they're from the 8-bit era, but I think they do things that would have been very impressive at the time, put it that way. The fucking bosses in this Bloodstained game are huge. They take up the whole screen, they're really cool looking. I know there were bosses like that back then, but I don't know. It's just
I think the bosses in this would have brought the Nintendo Entertainment System to a halt.
There would have been crazy flicker on the screen. Yeah. You know how in Mario 3 there was bad flicker around the edges of the screen. It would have done things like that. It wouldn't have been able to run it that well. And it's just a really solid version of Castlevania 3, basically. It's if they had made a sequel to Castlevania 3, I think that God of War was probably the best game I played this year, but this is the one I enjoyed the best. So that's why I have it at my number one. I don't know what else to say about it other than that.
I just want to, this is also my number one.
Yeah, so I kind of didn't want to keep going because of that, too. So.
But Inti Creates evidently developed Mighty No. 9 with Concept. So yeah, it's even crazier that the team that made that game put out this thing, which is so much better and just hits everything about it's exactly what you remember from Castlevania on the original NES. Like, it down to like the frustrating aspects of it too, like the weird jumping, where like if you mess up a jump, like you'll just drop. but that makes it kind of like cool in that way. And the four characters, like everything about it's great.
Yeah, that's another thing I think about too. Is like, and also just like the fact that like there's like a certain replayability to the game too, because of those four characters, because of the multiple paths through the levels. Like, it's a small game, but like it's just so much better than it has any right to be. It's just, I don't know. It's just, it was a real fucking surprise for me. These guys also did that Blaster Master
Zero?
Yeah. You played that, right?
I have it on my Switch. I just haven't played it yet.
I thought you're a fan of like the original then.
Yeah. I know you. I played the original Blaster Master. Okay. If you like Castlevania or like NES style games, you need to try this one out. And we talked about it earlier when we were talking about Castlevania Symphony of the Night, but like it's made me really kind of excited.
I'm hyped, yes.
To play Ritual of the Night, which is supposed to come out sometime this year, so.
No release, no like firm release date on that yet?
No, but I guess a demo did release to Kickstarter backers today.
Oh.
I just happened to look up Bloodstained, and like 5 hours ago, IGN posted a news story that there's a demo now available to Kickstarter backers. So that just happened a little while ago. Tony, what do you got at number one?
I agree.
It's a great game, Tony. I don't know what happened to Tony.
He's still on the call. He's still in the call, right?
He just decided to get up and like get a drink or something.
Yeah, probably.
That's possible.
Caught. I mean, I'm guilty of it myself, I'm sure.
Pete, you said you don't have another.
No. So like, God of War was the one where I was like, I don't know if I want to mention this or not, but everyone else is talking about it, so I'll bring up why I don't think it really is that good. But Celeste is probably the game I would put. But again, I only played three games. I didn't even finish Celeste. I had to turn on all. Well, I did finish it, but no thanks to my own skill. And I just like, or in spite of my lack of skill, I'll say, and I just turned on all of the shit that lets you, all the accessibility stuff. Cause I was like, I just want to see what like cool, crazy stuff they did.
I
think is like legitimately interesting too. It tells like a really interesting story about like mental illness and stuff like that. But yeah, that game would have been impossible for me to actually like try and beat because I'm not nearly as good at platformer stuff, like especially like 2D crazy platformer stuff like that as I like to think I am.
That's one I definitely still want to try. I just haven't gotten to it yet. So
you haven't bought it, right?
I haven't bought it yet either. No.
See, like. My thing is, I did not, like, I fell off of it, I think just because Monster Hunter came out. Like, that's it, and I just have not gone back to it since. And I should probably go back and do what Pete did and just, like, do all the, you know, turn all the easy sliders I can on, you know, just to experience it all. But, like, I wasn't having, like, super, super hard time.
Dude, it gets nuts. There are two late game mechanics where I was like, I can't even like wrap my brain around what I'm supposed to do with this, let alone have to do it within like milliseconds of then combining it with other stuff because, you know, they start throwing all the mechanics at you at once kind of thing towards the very end.
I think, though, that game, even if you don't beat it, it's worth experiencing if you're a platformer fan. Like, Chris, this is like, it's a must buy for you for sure.
Okay.
The 8-bit art, or whatever you want to call it, looks great. The
music is fantastic.
The music, I bought the soundtrack. I love it. Like, it's just a wonderful soundtrack.
You know, it's got a good sense of humor, too. It's actually, like, really funny.
Yeah, and like you said too, like the story to it, like there's something to like to this. Like it's my number four right now. I don't know if I've played many other, you know. I guess I have played some other stuff, but yeah, like Celeste is like up there. I just didn't play it enough to include it.
Tony, did you make it back?
I did. I am back. My number one was God of War, even though we all made fun of it earlier. I actually don't expect it to be in my at the top of my list when we get to the year, but it's just been kind of a weak year for me. But I think God of War was great. I love the combat. Like the rest of you, once I got to the end of the game, I kind of was like, yeah, I'm done with this. It's enough. I felt no urge to like go through and find everything and do everything. Whereas if you look at some of the other Sony releases, like Horizon, I'm like, okay, I got to go out and do some of this. I have to finish all these side quests and stuff because I feel like the game is less without them. And they really didn't have much of an impact on God of War.
Yeah, I can't get over how those spirits all look like broken Disney animatronics either.
Yeah, they all look really bad. The fact that the entire time you're doing them, Kratos is like, "Oh, I hate these guys. I hate ghosts. They're all liars. We shouldn't help them. We shouldn't do this." Yeah. It's great. Way to incentivize me. Way to make me feel like my effort is really something. It's worth my time, but whatever. Getting Kratos. But the game itself was really fun. I enjoyed it so.
Nice. I think we all ended up liking it.
Yeah. I think it's going to be high on my list for sure. I mean,
it'll in my top 10. Right now it's at the top, and I'm just kind of like, I don't have anything to put in its place. Like I'm sitting here playing Madden from last year.
Yeah.
Hopefully some of the later year releases can help. Like I'm going to buy Battlefield. I'm going to buy Assassin's Creed for like the first time ever.
Madden looks Madden. I think I got myself a thing. Madden. Assassin's Creed looks good. Battlefield looks really good. I mean, there's a bunch of games from this fall. Spider-Man, Red Dead. Like, it's very easy to replace your whole list.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like the year technically hasn't begun in terms of video gaming quite yet.
No.
Yeah, it's. I feel that Jeff might be right. Like we had a stronger start to last year, and
We had an impossible start to last year.
Yeah, and
I think we had a better year last year.
I'm not gonna when you have two major Nintendo releases plus all the stuff that was put out on like Sony and PC and stuff like that. Like I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't expect it to compare either.
Yeah, but. Yeah, when I, you know, going back and playing old PlayStation games and Tony Return to Madden, it does kind of say something about new releases this year.
Yeah, I'm playing PS2 games.
I just don't have the money for them.
I've been disappointed in some of the big releases that have come out this year. So
yeah, it sucks to hear that Mario Tennis sucks, but
it's the single player sucks. And the online sucks.
Right, but the single player is required for stages unlocks and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yes, unfortunately, yes.
Maybe I'll just make my little siblings play that.
Just keep banging your head against the wall until you get it.
Yeah.
And then, like, Sea of Thieves being...
That's so disappointing.
Apparently people like it now. Maybe it's worth playing.
I think the people who like it now are the same people who, like...
Liked it when it came out.
Yeah.
Beforehand, so... They now just have like less of a reason to be embarrassed about it.
The biggest disappointment category is going to have some fierce competition this year.
Right? Yeah,
boy, oh boy.
I mean, there's like for me, I already have three big name games that are on that. So,
what's the other one?
Mario Tennis, Sea of Thieves, and State of Decay 2. Like, all three of them are on there. State of Decay 2 is like huge letdown for me. So.
Hmm.
And then obviously Sea of Thieves, we all fell off of mighty quick.
I fell off before I even played it because I played the beta and
just like everybody should buy this game. It's gonna be great.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, all of us were. I heard it was just what the beta was. I'm like, that's not a game. That's like a shell of a game.
Right. That's what we played. And it was fun getting drunk mm-hmm. with Fozzie and Tony on a boat.
But... We had a lot of fun in that, but that one night was all, I think we experienced everything at that point that Sea of Thieves had to offer.
Fought some skeletons.
Although I think I do need to reload the game because apparently the achievements will immediately pop.
They'll unlock now?
Yeah.
Maybe. All right.
You should try it one more time just for...
Well, I mean, I've heard the content updates will like actually add real game to it, but unfortunately I think those are part of the season pass that you have to pay for, right?
I don't know.
Those larger ones?
There are larger ones. I know that. I don't know if they were paid or not.
I don't think they've added any paid ones yet.
Oh, okay.
There is a big paid one coming up.
Maybe it's coming. Okay.
I don't know. Well, I'll wait to see what they add to it.
Well, those. What if you have Game Pass, though? How does that work? Do you still have to buy those?
Yeah, the add-on stuff doesn't come with that.
Okay.
But,
Well, that's the wrong way to release a game. Just so everyone. So we're clear on this.
Unfinished?
You don't release the shell and then charge for this. To get the actual game. I don't know. I've been wanting Rare to make a comeback for so long, and this game looked like it was going to be it. And in many ways, it is. Like, it's pretty awesome, but it's just, there's no, like, single player adventure or multiplayer adventure. It's just like, hey, do this, go do that. And it's like the same three activities over and over. Like
and if you're down for like making your own fun with it, that's cool. But I kind of wanted some authored content.
Yeah,
I don't know, it just didn't feel like from what I heard from you guys, like there weren't even a lot of tools to make your own fun with. You know, like it's like, oh, okay, we can go run this adventure again. It's like the same adventure we've done a million other times. But
yeah, maybe we'll run into some people or whatever. But yeah, like
right. It's not like, oh, this time we're gonna run into it and there's like a different type of skeleton there this time.
The first hour or two you're playing that game, though, it's amazing because you're just like, this is so fun. We have to like work together to figure out how to do shit and blah, blah, blah. But then you just realize, like, oh, we're just going on one of three different scavenger hunts over and over. Like, that's all it is. Like,
and I think, like, I mean, Tony and I played with Fozzie for a good, like, probably two and a half hours.
Yeah.
But I think we only went on one quest because we sunk our boat in a storm. So there's like a bunch of like things that can just happen, right? Like, and that was what was fun about it was like, just like, you know, Fozzie sailed us right into the middle of a freaking hurricane. And
yeah. But it's like once you've experienced that handful of things.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like the trick is over. You know?
So then it's like, do you want to go like harass?
You want to do this again?
Right.
Yeah.
Or do you want to like troll the other people that are actually trying to like accomplish stuff? I don't know why they're trying to accomplish anything because nothing like has any meaning in the game. But
yeah, like there's no progression. Like the stuff that you unlock and that you get is meaningless. It's just cosmetic, I think.
And even the Kraken is kind of meaningless. It sounds like that's supposed to be like the big thing, but like.
It's just like a big, like
you
a
don't earn anything
that
for like surviving that encounter,
right? Like you don't
like
you
it's
don't
cool
stronger by playing it. Like
it's cool that it's in there as a surprise, but like it's like the game got the things around the edges that would like add personality or charm to a game, and then they released that as the game,
right?
But where's the actual like main path, like the meat? It's just not. Not there.
Yep. Instead of
man,
super disappointing.
It makes me really sad.
We'll be having this talk again in a couple.
Yes,
for sure.
In 6 months.
Yep.
Yes. We will certainly be doing that, and we'll be talking about other stuff too. I'm sure there's lots more games coming. Hopefully, better ones than what we've gotten so far. One can only hope. But we'll be back next week. I don't know. There's not a whole lot new again coming out. So Jeff, are you getting that? You already got that Crash thing, right? The Crash Bandicoot
thing. Yeah, I have it on PlayStation.
Got it on PlayStation, yes.
I'm playing it right now.
I think it comes out on Switch and Xbox One and PC tomorrow. So
the new level they made also comes out that day too.
What's that?
They made a new level.
Oh, like right.
So I think that comes out tomorrow.
Is that like a free download on the PS4? Do you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice. So
and it's accessible through the third game.
That's right. Yeah.
You guys can talk about that. Tony can talk more about conquering the entire world.
True. Conquer.
Not that conquer as in overtake the world, Jeff.
Not as in this shitty little squirrel that nobody wants anything to do with.
Yes. And I'll talk about Symphony of the Night and Chocobo Racing, because I'm going to click on that and play it.
I'm gonna
is that like a spin-off game, or
you never played Chocobo Racing?
Or is that a Dreamcast thing?
It's a PlayStation game. It was on the original PlayStation. It was a Final Fantasy kart racer.
Oh man,
how you never heard of this? That's crazy.
That sounds like it sounds familiar, but
it's
I don't think I ever played it as a kid. That's for sure. But
it's I mean it's super cutesy and.
Was it? Is it based around any particular cast of characters, or is it all of like the PS1 Final Fantasies?
You know, it's like a Chocobo, and like a cartoony Sid gives him like a scooter or roller skates or something, and then you go on an adventure with him with one of the Moogles.
Which Sid? 7.
It's just like a cartoony version of Sid. I don't
know. Just a Sid. I see.
Yeah, just like it's. You know, like there's a black mage, and it's nothing specific from.
Oh, okay. So it's not like based on a.
Yeah, it's not like Final Fantasy VII kart racer. It's
right.
It's just like they take Final Fantasy aspects and made them into a kart racer. I do think you can unlock Cloud, but I think he's an unlockable, not a. And maybe Squall too. I think it might have come out after 8. But
there's a game you can play again.
Yeah, no, I hate 8. But yeah. So well, maybe we'll talk about that. give you the lowdown on Chocobo Racing.
I will be back to tell you about how Hollow Knight is the best game ever made.
I'm real mad that Jeff didn't play it last year and back me up on shit.
Oh, and I will have. I missed talking about a game called Dream Alone, which just came out. Yesterday, I think, but I've been playing it for like the last week for review. It's a platformer, so we'll talk about that more next week. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, Jeff, say goodnight.
Goodnight.